episode 445 of Global From Asia. Today we're celebrating 11 years today of this show. Started in 2013, it's 2024, 11 years, Global From Asia. So today we're gonna be talking about a little bit of the past, the present, and the future. So let's tune in.
Welcome to the Global From Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you all for listening to, or maybe watching. I'm sitting here in my Bangkok studio between the DCBKK event, getting this show recorded. It's 11 years, 445 episodes, and I'm your host, Michael Michelini, and I just want to kind of give a short little show today about some of the past and the present, the future. I really appreciate everybody. If you're listening to this, I wonder how long you've been listening to. Maybe you just randomly found this one and you're watching it or listening to it. So let's dive in. globalfromasia.com/11years is the link. Are you looking for USA banking solutions for your e-commerce business? I am proud to say Mercury.com is supporting the podcast here third year in a row at Global From Asia. And we're proud to say it because we use them ourselves for many of our own Amazon brands and e-commerce brands and joint ventures with our US structures. And they're super easy to do, online application, no fees. And they have great customer support, have helped us with trouble with Amazon Seller Central over the years about some receipts and statements and everything like that. So we're so happy to say thank you, Mercury, for supporting our show, being a great service and supporting other e-commerce sellers. We're really proud to say they're a sponsor here. And we also have a video tutorial as well as an overview and a special link with a little bonus for you as well for us under certain conditions. Check it out at globalfromasia.com/mercury for that information. Thank you for listening and thank you, Mercury. I guess we started at the beginning. October 22nd, 2013, registered a domain name and got this kicked off actually at this conference I'm in, DCBKK, Dan Andrews from Tropical MBA, says everybody here should start a podcast. And then next slide, Hong Kong business is a great topic, great niche, somebody should start here and they should get that going and they can get a little business going and get things rolling. I think it would really work out. And I'm sitting in the audience, I'm like, yeah, let me try that. So I was thinking of the name in the lounge where John Myers, still a good friend, was talking with me, and I registered globalfromasia.com. I didn't want to call it like the Hong Kong Business Podcast or something like that, because even when I first thought of it, I was like, yeah, Hong Kong to start, but then Asia. And even then I was living in Shenzhen, China, but even then I was thinking I'm probably going to move to Southeast Asia, probably Thailand, maybe some other country. That was always the idea. But we started with Hong Kong Podcast. If you go to the episode one, we'll talk about introduction to Hong Kong business. The first maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 was all deep into Hong Kong business, setting up, operating, banking, trading businesses, import, export, stuff like that. And it was fun actually, 2013, 2014, interviewing great people. But we expanded from there. I remember in 2015, I was in the US with my wife, Wendy, and we were talking about the community, and Canton Fair had just finished in 2015. I think we were in the US in around November 2015 at that time. And she says, people are coming into town to meet you. I mean, because with the podcast was so great. People were emailing and connecting, and some were doing business with me, and others were just picking my brain over drinks, buying me a cup of coffee. And she says, instead of just meeting everybody one-on-one, you should do a conference. Bring all these amazing guests at your interview. The people listening that want to support and participate can come to this event. You can do it around the Canton Fair. So we put it together for April 2016. The first cross-border summit in Shenzhen, China, crossbordersummit.com. Actually, a little fun fact, we were thinking about calling it the Global From Asia Summit. But at that time, we were already, like, as I said, started in Hong Kong, but we're going like cross border. And in China, cross border is a pretty big word. It started to get more known internationally, but cross border was used more in China. And so I decided to go with the name Cross Border Summit. And we had a one-day event, April 16th, I believe, 2016. It was a really amazing day. I mean, it was really community vibes, great people, people in town for the Canton Fair. Global Sources also had done it the same, around the same time. I think we even had a little bit of an overlap, but I talked to Peter and others at Global Sources, and I arranged the dates to not overlap because they had the Global Sources Summit. And it was a different world then, for sure. Different world for sure. So we had this amazing event, and it was so exciting. Wanted to actually, some people said do it twice a year, etc. But we stuck to once a year. And of course, we got deeper into the Amazon space. I was already interviewing Amazon sellers. I think Wilson Blues was one of the first. He actually came to me in 2014 and says, "Hey, you should also add Amazon and FBA. It's really hot and a lot of people are doing well with it." I interviewed him and got great feedback. And of course, the conference, the summit, people gave me feedback. And we went deeper into the Amazon space in the podcast and in the community after the first cross-border summit. And I just remember all the different things that we learned. And the different people from around the world. It's always been an international podcast. It's international people from, of course, in China, Asia, the West, the South. I love it. I love meeting people from around the world. People also said they appreciate that we're not US-centric because a lot of shows and content is like from the perspective of being in the US. We always are international. So that was it. Also, the logo. I skipped this part in my list, but if you look at the Global from Asia logo, it's I think about this time is when we designed the logo, because the logo wasn't built at the beginning, but it was based on Atlas Shrugged, about the world on your back, the burden of the legacy on your back, but it wasn't the world, it was the city. If you look at the Global from Asia logo, maybe on your podcast icon or on a website, you'll see. It looks like a G, but if you look, it's got the head, it's a person coming up and to the right with a city on his back, kind of in a rebellious way, like tossing this burden off of his back. And that's really what I believe the meaning of this show is about. Of course, like I said, we started a show about Hong Kong as a start, and then a cross-border and Amazon e-commerce and trade, but it's really about freedom. It's about independence. It's about not being based where you're from, the country where you're born. I meet people from all around the world, and I really want to make sure that it's not based on where your entitlements of where you're born. It's about your ability. It's about your drive to make it happen. So that's what the logo and the event did get more defined. I mean, Global from Asia was really, really popular. The traffic was like really high. People were learning about Amazon and cross-border trade and banking and Hong Kong. And I was going back and forth with Hong Kong and Shenzhen. I had apartments in both sides. My children were being born and raised around those years. Very exciting times, and it kept growing and evolving, and we're at 445 shows now. So the summits have happened every year. Out of those times, 2016, it was really well received. We did 2 days, 2017, 2018, 2019, we brought into the Guangzhou area, and of course, nobody predicted it, but it was also the trade wars was happening in 2019. I was on Bloomberg and I was on, I think, BBC and various Wall Street journals about the trade wars and about also policies of Amazon Chinese sellers from Amazon. And a lot of that was happening around this tension was building. And then COVID, all right? And I feel like we talk about this too much on this show. I'm trying to stop talking about it when I interview people, but it really changed our community, our space. A lot of people kind of like left this space. Well, there's also the aggregators, people buying up all the Amazon sellers. and people just also getting kind of like wiped out in their business, in their trading business, and their various international businesses. And it was a very hard time. Of course, if you go back to our archives of these interviews, you can hear quite a few of these stories. People getting locked out of their countries or other countries or apartment buildings or all kinds of stuff. So we've adapted. I'm back down in Thailand, based in Chiang Mai. I'm happy. The kids are happy. Going to China, I'll be in Guangzhou. I'll be mentoring at Amy Weiss's amazing at-home China Canton Fair. And then, of course, we have our cross-border summit in Chiang Mai. We took it there after COVID. So just a lot of things happening. And I just appreciate all of you. I hope you enjoy these shows. I actually got another guest lined up. It's raining right now, so we're going to do it here, but it's just me today. We'll have more guests lined up. I like the stories of how people built their businesses and their e-com cross-border stories, so expect more of that. Of course, we got our cross-border summit in just a couple of weeks. I really am excited for this. It's definitely a high intense time, super busy. Some of you reminding me how busy I am. I'm trying my best to keep up with everything, and I appreciate all of you. So what are some of the plans in the future? Of course, when you're at the Cross Border Summit this year, our sixth annual in this November 3rd, 4th, 5th, I'll be making some announcements and there'll be some more information, but I'll just give you a little teaser today. There's a new book coming. I got the draft here. We're building a whole new program called Empower to Seller, ETS, and we're going deeper into Web3. I know it's not as cool as it was a few years ago with all the hype. I still believe in blockchain technology, and we want to bring you with us if you're willing to join us. So expect more information at or after the cross-border summit, but we're going to really start to integrate our e-commerce and our blockchains together. And it's a risk. It's a risk, right? Everything is a risk. We try our best here to educate you and inform you about technologies and innovations and business opportunities that we think are the best. But of course, do your own due diligence. But we're very excited about this. So we'll have this whole new program called Empower Seller coming. Stay tuned for that. On top of that, of course, we have a marketplace called Hamza.market, which is in public beta now to allow you to buy, for now only buy, soon sell your products using blockchain technology. So that's going to be a huge push. And generally, it's bringing together these two worlds that I have been living in personally for many years now. Actually, if you go back in the archives of Global From Asia, as early as, I think, 2014, we had Larry talking about Bitcoin. We had Adrian talking about Bitcoin. I was using it for cross-border trade in China and Hong Kong. So we've always, that was less than 100 episodes. That was like episodes 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. We were doing a few on blockchain. So it's not like this is something new or some new trend, but we're doubling down on it, and we're going to be integrating it more with the community at Global From Asia, with this ETS program, with Hamza, with other, the LoadPi protocol. We're putting it all together under. So stay tuned for that. I know you're super busy with Q4. I'm super busy, as you can see, conferences, cross-border summits, Canton fairs. I just want to give you a little bit of a teaser. It's also a celebration. This is 11 years. This show is going on 11 years since we started this community or this information channel. I hope you learn from it. I hope you're inspired by it. Again, we try to keep so much free. We try to give away so much for free. More is free than paid. But if you do enjoy it, the best way to support is the Cross-Border Summit right now. Attending or recommending it to somebody you think would get value from it. It is paid, but it's premium and it's high impact. We'll love to see you there. 2024.crossbordersummit.com for more information. And you will be getting some new information and some new opportunities. We are calling it Planting Seeds and Building Streams. Sixth annual. Every year right now is high stress, high intensity. We have the Phuket Mastermind for those VIPs that really want to go above and beyond, which is going to be epic. And then, of course, we're going to get through the December and then finish up Q4. I hope everybody has a great Q4 in their business. And then we'll get some rest into the new year. And just expect more of this integration of our blockchain technology systems and programs to be integrated with e-commerce. I just had an intense friend, advisor, expert meeting. He's also been a guest on this show, but I won't say who. Just now, before this recording, we're doing something really new, and it's not easy. I believe if we work as a community together, and you also believe the value of what we're building, you'll hopefully participate with us in the way you see best fit, and we want to engage with you. So thanks so much for watching or listening. globalfromasia.com/1111years. Thanks again, and I hope to see you at Cross Border Summit, but of course, if you're not able to, I still love you, and I appreciate you. Take care.
Save the date. Cross Border Summit 2024 is coming back. 2023's was epic. Never got such great feedback in all of our events. Cross Border Summit 2024, we're planning already a year in advance. It is a full week of amazing things. There's pre-events, post-events, workshops, trainings, elephant sanctuaries. We have a lot of amazing things here in Chiang Mai, Thailand again. So I would love to see you there. We've already pre-sold some tickets to previous people. We will be opening up tickets soon. Subscribe to get updates at 2024.crossbordersummit.com. Also check out videos and testimonials from last year, as well as all of our years. We did them in China, and this will be our sixth one. It will be great to meet you there and network and make some great relationships. I can't wait. November 2024.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.